Part 2. A Note to the Reader. The next part of the book grows more specific, taking you deeper into an exploration of the three fundamental sheaths or layers of identity that every human being is conscious of. Accordingly, it is divided into three sections: body, mind, and energy. Within each section, the book seeks to extend your ideas of what constitutes the physical, the psychological, and the pranic or energetic. In the process, you may find some assumptions interrogated, some clichés punctured, some commonly used terms redefined, some unusual perspectives explored. But you are required to take nothing on faith. Yoga, as we have said before, asks you to experiment and encourages you to do so fearlessly. And so, this section oscillates between information and suggested practice and self-observation exercises. It concretizes concepts and suggests ways to implement ideas. In the process, you can find out for yourself whether these concepts are workable or if they are simply so much hot air. What is the best way to approach this section? You may not feel inclined to implement each of the exercises offered in the sadhana sections. That is absolutely fine. The reason for offering you a range of practices and tips is so that you can zero in on any that appeal to you. These steps are simply intended to help you make the transition from the page to the business of daily living, to offer you the freedom to test every hypothesis in the laboratory of your own life. This section aims at turning you from a passive reader, an armchair yogi, into a dynamic participant in the magic of a life consciously lived, freely chosen. It's time to roll up your preconceived notions and gear up for an uninhibited exploration of the incredible life that you are.